Yeah, it's the D.I.B. Holmes, cold chilling in effect.
Devil in Black, in his music, it's kind of rabble-rousing. He talks about, things like... You know, the corporate media has been very upset by some of the things you're saying. We're going to get some calls from people who are very upset by some of the things you're saying. On the air. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I've seen this guy. I've seen him on the phone from Vincent Swinkey's last year.
How was it?
I think it's one of the most appalling things that I've ever seen. There was one gentleman sitting at a table with a computer and pictures of people smoking marijuana. It was unbelievable. And when I see someone wear one of their shirts, I think they're just scum too.
Hello? Gotta say your name.
D.I.B. in full effect, brother.
Hello? Gotta say your name.
Yeah, why don't you even pay homage to these people by putting these honkies on?
Hello? Hello?
Didn't have the guts to tell him that he didn't know what he's talking about.
Gotta say your name.
Eric fucking P.
Thank you. Eric P is one of the members of the group. On the air. Go back to Gainesville? Believe me, when we go to these phones, people are going to tell you to do just that, Eric. Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes, I think that white liberals like yourself have trouble understanding that Eric P represents the frustration of white middle class youth out there today.
I do understand that.
Yeah, but before you came on, you were saying...
Well, if you read the stuff I've read about him and the way he's been portrayed in the American press...
Math first with a beat that hurts, and when the time is right to throw down, it only gets worse. Cause I got mad stress, the world's a fucking mess. You can ask my girl Paula and Jess F. Yeah, they'll illustrate just the same how the pain and the strain can drive a motherfucker insane. Unless you're blind and don't choose to look, or don't read the news and never open a book. But damn devil, how I'm looking who's not to act and try to counteract or kick back with a six pack of slack. Who's your kids getting handed everything on the platter, and they want the blood splatter like it doesn't matter. I think they need a holiday in Cambodia. I got a right to be hostile, so act like I told you when I say not to check. Sure, he's ever soon to use the market. And don't be walking like it's just a motherfucker talking. Cause someday soon I'ma flip on the GOP punk and wind up in a cell on a run of bump. Feeling funky like it's time at a joint. So devil check 1, 2, I got the homophobes to left, got the racists to the right, got the ruling class whipping ass each and every night. But they wanna seem fair, so they got themselves a makeover. So I say it's time for a new kind of hostile takeover. One that levels all destructive exploitation, all its forms and wealth inequality. The fucked up social norms, and I live in a glass house, so it starts with me. So I did my homework and I read my history, and now I'm ready for the fight that will ignite the fucking powder keg. Because your propaganda's missing like my dog's leg, and you can't get me to hate the homeless guys on the street, or the brothers locked down under a ton of concrete. Cause the victims of the system and I won't defend it, and I know you got the money cause I've seen you spend it on your limos and your diamond necklace for your cap and your stealth bomber plan that goes rat-a-tat. G.I. Joe toys for grown-up little boys, and these little kids go hungry, time to make some fucking noise. Cause every time I make a buck, the Pentagon says yoink. Social media.